Yo, minasan, Among Us is a podcast. Yo, koso. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Among Us Today podcast, Sunday edition, where we talk a little bit more on one specific topic in Japanese. And I've been thinking about like what I should talk about on these Sundays. And I was thinking, there's a lot of different things that go into the next couple weeks. I'm going to talk about passives and causatives and transitive versus intransitive verbs and whatnot. But I was thinking today about what I could do that would be interesting and would be useful for people trying to learn Japanese. And the idea came to me. How do you use anime and manga to learn Japanese? I mean, for heaven's sakes, our name is Manga Sensei. And so today I want to take and break down some tools and tricks to actually how to make Japanese language learning possible through anime and manga. But I mostly want to focus on anime, probably, for this episode. So when a lot of people, when they start reading manga or when they start watching anime, whatever the anime is, they tend to, it's really easy to start reading those subtitles. And that's not a bad thing. Those subtitles are a great way for you to find out how the Japanese has been translated. But what I'd really like to focus on this episode is how to break down the Japanese that you're hearing or reading and then using that. Now, there are varying levels depending on what your current Japanese level is to how you can use your Japanese study, as in how to use anime to actually do something useful. I listen to anime every couple of days, and I watch an episode or something. When I recently finished What the Hell in My Hero Academia, and I'm starting on something else, I can't remember what it's called. Regardless, the idea is you want to adjust it to your level and understand how the anime or manga that you're reading or watching can be useful. So the first tip that I have for people that are just starting out learning anime is to catch the particles, learn what the particles are, and then try to catch, while you're listening to an episode or while you're listening to a portion, I recommend taking out specific portions, and then trying to catch those particles. Wa, ga, ni, de, wo. And figuring out where those are in the sentence, you can begin to identify the different parts of speech. That's an important part because from here on out, you'll be able to figure out what words are being spoken, because a lot of the times with the subtitles are going to be translated for the meaning and not a direct translation. So when you're listening to the Japanese, whether you're looking at the subtitles or not, try to guess or at least try to identify what those particles that are being used to identify what part. So if you're watching, Bleach or Tokyo Ghoul or even Dragon Ball, when they say, 何々は, 何々が, あそこに, then you could catch those particles and figure out what words are actually being identified because you know what they each mean. And I think that's a really great way to start. Now, another way to, from there, when you're trying to watch anime, is to practice saying things back and trying to copy. Now, this is something to be very careful of with anime across the board, because if you're watching like a drama in Japanese, or you're watching something that is going to be about, you know, old samurai or a whole bunch of girls if you like to watch like shoujo anime or something like that, it's important to try to copy people who you are trying to copy to sound like in your Japanese. I knew a kid when I was in Japan who he was really, really into like the samurai, into like Bushido and the whole nine yards, and his goal was to be the Bushi. And I think it hurt his Japanese. And the reason I say that is because he wanted to sound like a samurai, and no one sounds like a samurai now. If I were to say in English, "Behold, this podcast doth thine explain pithy," like, it would just be weird. It wouldn't make any sense. It'd sound too formal or too archaic or a strange way to put things, and that's important to watch. However, there are some good things by being able to find an anime that you like to copy how someone sounds or how someone talks so you can sound more like them, especially if you're not around native speakers all the time. What I'd recommend doing is finding a sentence or a couple sentences that you have been able to deconstruct by
first identifying the parts of the language using those particles, and then by using that, start trying to copy it. Listen to it over and over again. Repetition is extremely important when in language learning because it helps solidify it in your mind. The next way, from after you've identified particles, you're starting to be able to repeat some of the things that people have said, is then take the subtitles off and try to gauge a certain period of time how much you can understand. A lot of things are given away simply by what's going on the screen versus what you're hearing. And being able to test yourself is a very, very good way. And be honest with yourself. A lot of times, students that I've taught will try this by trying to learn Japanese, will listen to a portion and be like, oh yeah, I totally got that. And they didn't get it all. If you are unfamiliar with any word, by not writing it down and looking it up, you're actually hurting yourself. You're hindering your own study. So don't lie to yourself because it's not going to help you. In other words, when you hear a word you don't know, write it down and start trying to use it. That's a very common way of trying to use anime right off the bat. The last tip that I have when trying to use anime to study Japanese, aside from picking up the particles, aside from trying to use it, is probably the most basic, but also probably the most difficult. Is watch Japanese or Japanese television with the Japanese subtitles on. Or when if you're using the English subtitles to try to be able to get that exact meaning of it, is watch for Japanese idioms. As in, once you have a good enough grasp on the language to understand what they're saying, but you can see how they translate it into English, find words or meanings or sayings that people have that don't directly translate into your native tongue. A good example of this is when we see Japanese people using what we would consider curse words in English. If you've ever watched, when you get into translation, you'll notice a lot of people translate things a couple of different ways. And if you've listened to Japanese for any period of time, you heard someone say "kuso." You'll sometimes translate it as the F-bomb, sometimes it'll translate it as dang it, or sometimes like oops, or what have you, and it varies depending on the translator. That's good because you can start grasping the exact meaning of what that word has. However, you can see the variations depending on the translator of those texts. So when you're doing it, try to be able to find ways to translate the feeling, the meaning of what you're trying to say, and then translating that, not directly, but into the meaning that you're wanting. I learned this when I first started doing translate or interpretation work, that you don't translate word for word because it's so difficult. In English, we put our verbs so far at the beginning, the necessary information that goes afterwards is what I have to translate before I put the verb in Japanese, so it's all backwards. So I started translating the meaning as opposed to just trying to translate the direct words. And that's something that anime can be used for quite easily because it's so colloquial. Last note on something if you're trying to use manga. I do recommend taking an English manga and a Japanese manga side by side. And then I recommend after you're reading it, making sure that you go back. Often in our Japanese study, we get to a point where things are very, very difficult and we forget to look back and see how much that we've accomplished. And while that's good for stroking your ego and being able to say, hey, I've actually accomplished this, look how far I've come, but it's also good for you to go back and see those things that you've missed in your foundation. In helping create some of this content for Manga Sensei, I was able to go back and look at some little things that I've been making mistakes with. Seeing little tiny things that fill holes in my foundation that make my Japanese sound more fluent or more fluid. And that's important. So make sure you consistently go back or things that you studied or things that you've been able to break down before while watching anime to expand your Japanese knowledge. However, with this, I'm going to have to sign off. Do remember to make some mistakes. You do become fluent after 10,000 mistakes. And we will catch you tomorrow as we continue talking about giving reason or cause in Japanese with a continuation in the use of kata. Until then, minasan, jane. Bye-bye.